Now, a lot of children are enjoying their summer holidays. For many, though, it is going to be a seminal summer. The last summer holidays they'll enjoy from primary school as they head in to second level. And that is a key piece, I suppose, of their history and their transfer and their movement from one stage of life onto another life. It's a big step up for lots of them. And one graduate has written a very interesting piece in the Main Valley Post, mainvalleypost.com for that. And that's Lucas Quinlan. He's 12 years of age and lives in Knocknagosh. And we've spoken to Lucas before on the programme because we had him on the show along with his principal of his primary school, Scoldave Cottery, Castle Island Boys National School, Conal Kenny, talking about the school's road safety campaign to improve safety outside the school. Well, I'm delighted to say Lucas is with me again in our studio here in Killarney. Lucas, good morning to you and thanks a million for coming in to me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry, and thank you for having me.
Tell me about what it's been like. Tell me what you wrote about leaving primary school, your memories.
Well, I wrote about my experience at primary school and hopes I have for the future. And some of those memories were the teachers I had, the events I went to, all that stuff.
Yeah. And what did you go to? What were your favourite events from primary school? What will you miss the most?
Oh, I'll miss the chess tournaments we had, the school tours and all the little trips to Dingle we done.
Yeah, you'll miss those things in particular because that's all the stuff outside of school, I suppose, and that kind of feeling that you have of going through those years and now you're making the big step up into the bigger school.
Yeah.
Okay. You also talk about what you want to do in the future, Lucas.
Yeah, in the future, I want to be a neurosurgeon.
Why?
Well, my granny Maisie died from a brain tumour and I want to help other kids so they don't lose their grandparents to problems like that.
Okay, to being a brain tumour and to losing your nana, it's a big impact on your life. Neurosurgery, pretty complicated stuff, but interesting, is it?
Yeah.
That's what you'd like to do. Who was your favourite teacher, Lucas? Are you allowed to say?
My favourite teacher might have been Mr. O'Leary and Miss Hayes.
Okay, and they were great during the years that you went to primary school. What was it like going there, Castle Island National Boys?
It was very fun and I made a lot of memories and friends.
And lots of friends. And you were involved in that road safety campaign as well to improve safety. You were the junior road safety officer?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was fabulous stuff. Like that was really important, seeing what happened. What did you learn from that process?
Well, I learned the importance of road safety and how to teach it to other people.
Yeah, and do you think it's made things safer outside the school?
I think it has, because in the future they're probably going to put down a pedestrian crossing and it'll benefit the three schools on College Road.
Okay, because it is a very busy road. I've been there, I remember doing a piece on it a couple of years ago. It's a very busy road and there's lots of parents coming at the same time because the schools all operate at the same time. So very important to get that up and running, isn't it?
Yeah.
And did all the other pupils help with that and get involved in it, the safety campaign?
Well, some of them did.
Yeah, they were part of that committee that got it done. And you learned about politicians as well and how they work, the council and all that.
Yeah.
That was very important. Yeah. What would you say would be your standout memory?
Oh, this year for school here, we went to this place called Base Camp. It was this paintball camp and I think that was my favourite memory.
That was brilliant. Where was that?
It was over in Cork.
Okay, all right, it's called Base Camp. And you got to do paintballing with all of your friends and everything else like that. What will you miss most about it?
About school?
Yeah, about primary school.
Oh, I'll miss the friends, the teachers and all the memories they did make.
Yeah, and are you nervous about going to the next level?
A little bit, but I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. It's nice to be nervous about it, to try and expand, and it's a bigger school and bigger subject. What would be your favourite subject, Lucas?
Well, I have a few favourite subjects. Irish, maths and art. I think I got my love of maths from my mum, who's a mathematician, and my love of art from my dad, who's an artist.
Oh, very good. Okay. So you got both sides of that. You got maths and arts coming through.
Yeah.
From that side. So you like that. And your nana died before you were born. Is that right?
Yeah, I never met her, but from all the stories my mum told me, it's like I always knew her. There's this one story that's my favourite one. My granny always said there's more ways to win a game of cards. And there's one time when my mum, aunts and uncles were playing a game of cards against her. the phone rang, and when she went up to get it, it was like it was raining cards. The cards were hidden under her elbows, under her knees. They were hidden all over her.
She was cheating.
Yeah.
More than one way to win a game of cards.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So you just heard so many stories about her. That's what focused you on trying to, you know, learn to become a neurosurgeon, to try and help others.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's great stuff, Lucas. Well, listen, Lucas, that's so, you're so good to come into us and talk to us. I think you're representative of the generation that is making that jump from primary school into second level. And you've clearly learned a lot in Castle Island National School and done a lot with your time. So, listen, thanks so much for talking to me. And good luck on the road, on your road.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you today. And I'd like to wish Radio Kerry a happy 36th anniversary today. And I wish you many, much more success in the future. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, Lucas, thanks so much for coming in. That's Lucas Quinlan there, who's talked to me about that experience of being in primary school. He wrote a lovely piece in the Main Valley Post. You can check it out online, Main Valley Post. He's came into us before talking about road safety, as I said, in relation to that. And he's moving on to second level. That is Lucas Quinlan from Knocknagoshla, went to the Castle Island National School, and really enjoyed his time. And good luck to every student that is making that big jump from primary to second level starting in September. It's a new chapter of life, an exciting chapter of life. And thanks to Lucas's parents as well for bringing him in and helping us out with him today.